Cheers, Chris. I hope you enjoy your free beer. And now back to the news.
It is one of Norwich's main cultural celebrations, which attracts thousands of people. And there is a chance for groups or families to be part of the historic Lord Mayor's procession on Saturday, July the 8th, which this year celebrates the theme of Once Upon a Time and storytelling. Lord Mayor of Norwich, Councillor Marion Maxwell, said, "It's a real carnival event. It brings a lot of people into the city. People don't just come for the procession, they come for the evening and other carnival events. It really encourages people to visit Norwich." There will be a new Lord Mayor in place when the 2017 procession kicks off, and they will lead the way along the mile-long route through the heart of the city. As the centrepiece of the City Council's three-day Lord Mayor's celebration, it is expected to attract about 70 floats, some 2,000 participants and 25,000 spectators. Events include fireworks, a 5K road race, a duck race, and the Gas Hill Gasp Bike Challenge, which will be held for the celebratory weekend. The floats and walking procession will start at Newmarket Road and then wind their way to St Martin's at Palace Plain via St Stephen's, Castle Meadow and Tombland. A charity collection will be held for the Lord Mayor's chosen cause. Last year, £3,000 was raised for testicular cancer charity. It's on the ball. Floats will be judged on their creative interpretation of the theme and quality and cash prizes of £300, £200 and £150 will be given out to the top three entries.
A major charity initiative is urging families across eastern England to take action to combat the January blues by taking simple steps which will also help to protect their long-term physical health. A UK-wide survey commissioned by the National Charity Partnership, which is a collaboration between Diabetes UK, the British Heart Foundation and Tesco, found that cold weather, dark nights and lack of money contribute to more than 3 in 4 adults in the east of England feeling down in January. Nearly 3 in 10 said going for a walk or a jog helps improve their mood, but only 11% actually do so. The partnership is encouraging people to get outside and be more active to look after their mental well-being and long-term physical health. Being active can help improve mental well-being as well as reduce the likelihood of type 2 diabetes and heart and circulatory disease. The National Charity Partnership is running a campaign called Let's Do This to support adults to reduce their risk of type 2 diabetes and heart and circulatory disease by taking small steps towards healthier lifestyles. Its online goal setter allows people to set and monitor their health-related targets and encourages them to stay motivated and achieve their goals.
A dental nurse from Hingham is set to embark on a life-changing volunteer expedition to Uganda. Sarah Drew, 35, plans to travel to the East African country in September with a team of 10 other dentists, hygienists, nurses and therapists. The group will spend 2 weeks offering support to those who need it most, working with the charity organisation Dentaid. Mrs Drew needs to raise £2,100 to confirm her place on the trip, which she is planning to do through a number of fundraising events, as well as asking for donations. Mrs Drew, who has been a dental nurse for 18 years, said she jumped at the opportunity to volunteer. She said dental care should be available for everyone around the world, and this trip will see me helping more disadvantaged communities in Uganda, providing chairside assistance as well as oral health education. This will be a life-changing adventure for the patients that we see and for myself also. It is something that I feel incredibly passionate about and would love your support if you feel you are in a position to help. The team will be helping provide basic pain relief dentistry, including fissure sealant treatments and oral health education. The fundraising has already started, with a gingerbread display going on show in the Sandringham Cafe and Restaurant, with proceeds going to her DentAid fund.
A home has still not been found for an iconic timepiece which was gifted to Norwich 40 years after it was commissioned, but readers of this newspaper have had their say on where it should go. The Gurney clock was commissioned for the city in 1977 to celebrate 200 years of the well-known Gurney's Bank, now called Barclays, which had its home on Bank Plain until 2003. Taking 12 years to make, the timepiece was initially installed in Chapelfield Gardens in 1988, but was moved to Castle Mall in 1998. But in 2015, it was removed to storage. There were no plans when or where a new home for it could be found. Now, more than a year later, Norwich City Council, who own the clock, admitted that they were still no closer to resolving the issue. A City Council spokesman said, "The Gurney clock is in safe storage while a new home for it is found. Substantial funds need to be raised for it to be moved and relocated, and we continue to discuss with partners how that might be done. When the clock is relocated, it will need to be indoors and somewhere that it can stay permanently." One approach came from John Gordon Saker, who is the Chief Executive Officer of Open Norwich, who said he would love to welcome the clock back to its spiritual home. The concert and conference venue, Open, is housed in the old Gurney Bank building in the city centre. "There is a family connection here, and it makes a lot of sense," said Mr. Gordon Saker. "From our point of view, it can be housed in a dry, secure and accessible space in our reception area, and we would love to have it." In a poll run by this newspaper, 46% wanted to see the clock moved to the Forum, while 21% wanted it at Open. Some 13% thought it could find a new home at the cathedral, while other options included Chapelfield Gardens, Castle Meadow and City Hall.
And that's all on this part of Chatterbox. So it's goodbye from me, Sarah Houghton.
And from me, Rupert Hipwell. But please continue to listen to Chatterbox. Part two this week will include more news stories, Information Desk, What's On from Margaret Thompson, and a feature about Norwich's trams.